Hello and welcome to Tractor Fiction. This is Frank Allen here on WHRW Binghamton. As always, we do enact a tract of those type made by Jack Chick, a little religious tract, and then we do a little debate on the veracity of that tract. This tract that we're doing today is called The Visitors and deals with a slightly less common religion. Let's enjoy.
Once upon a time, in the house just like that house over there. See it? That's the one. Janice was visiting her Aunt Fran for the last time before going on a long voyage.
Your mother is crazy letting you go to Africa as a nurse.
Whoa, please, no fights, Aunt Fran. I just came by for a visit. Let's be friends.
Okay, it's your life. I won't say any more. But your mother will be sorry, mark my words.
Has anything interesting happened that I can tell Mom about?
Well, yes. I've met the most wonderful people. In fact, I want you to meet them.
I'd love to, Aunt Fran.
When I was having trouble, they helped me when no one else cared. And they pay me visits. At last, I have some real friends.
At that moment, the doorbell rang. Outside, Fran's two friends, Elder Tanner and Elder Grant, stood patiently waiting in their starched white shirts, little black backpacks slung over their shoulders.
I bet she'll be ready for a baptism commitment tonight.
They're right on time. They always keep their promises. Not like other people I know. I'll go get the door. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this.
Good evening, Mrs. Palmer. It's so nice to see you again.
Hello, elders. Please come in. This is my little niece, Janice. I'm sure she'd like to hear what you have to say. She's going to be a missionary, too.
They're Mormons, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Mrs. Palmer, we went through the flip chart presentation on our last visit. Have you had a chance to read the Book of Mormon that we left you?
Yes, I liked it, and prayed like you asked me to. And I felt that burning in the bosom you told me about.
Aunt Fran, you do believe the Bible is the Word of God, don't you?
Absolutely. I learned that in Sunday school.
I've talked to Mormons before, so while you're here, may I ask you gentlemen a few questions?
Oh, we'll be happy to answer your questions.
Don't you teach that God was once a man?
Well, yes. Brigham Young said, "If our Father and God should be disposed to walk through these aisles, we should not know him from one of the congregation. You would see a man, and that is all you would know about him."
But the Bible says God is a spirit.
I know you don't teach polygamy anymore, but don't you believe that God the Father has many wives?
Janice, that's a terrible question. They wouldn't believe a thing like that.
It's true. This is what the Latter-day Apostles have revealed to us.
And you believe God the Father is now on a planet near the star Kolob with his wives having spiritual children?
Well, yes.
Ouch. The Bible says, "Our Father which art in heaven."
You've got to be kidding.
No, no, it's true, Mrs. Palmer. Because God revealed it through his prophets.
Doesn't your church teach that Satan and Jesus are spirit brothers?
Yes, our prophet, President Kimball, taught that.
Strike three. The Bible says that Jesus is God, the creator of everything in heaven and earth, including Lucifer.
Could you tell us about the war in heaven?
Oh yes, that's when Jesus and Lucifer approach God with their plan of salvation.
Don't you believe that there were many gods present?
Yes, Joseph Smith called it the Council of Gods.
Bam! 0 for 4. The Bible says, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me."
Lucifer's plan was to make the people worship God. But Jesus' plan was to show the people how to worship God. Lucifer's plan was rejected, and Jesus' plan was accepted.
So you believe that Jesus is the Savior only because his plan was accepted?
That's true.
What am I getting into? I thought Jesus created the universe.
You see, Lucifer became Satan when he rebelled and was thrown out of heaven with a third of the spirits. They were sent to this planet. This is where demons come from.
What happened to the other two-thirds of the spirits?
Well, one-third are faithful, and they stayed with Jesus in the battle. The other third, they didn't fight as valiantly.
Where did all these spirits come from, and where are they now?
They were the spirit children, born to God the Father and his wives. The ones who were faithful were born as babies with white skin, and the spirits who didn't fight valiantly during the battle in heaven are the babies with black skin.
What a terrible thing to say! If I were black and found out about this, I'd be outraged! I know that's not in the Bible!
Isn't it true you both believe you'll become gods with a planet of your own?
Well, yeah. If we're obedient to the laws and ordinance of the gospel, well, you see, as man is, God once was, and as God is, man may become.
When you gentlemen are married, are you planning on having large families?
Yes. Because where God is, there are many spirits waiting for human tabernacles, and each child will become a home for one of these spirits.
The Journal of Discourses shows that Mormons once taught that Jesus had many wives, two sisters of Lazarus, and Mary Magdalene.
Oh, that's terrible! I can't believe what I'm hearing! Elder, you don't believe that, do you?
Well, we believe that Jesus couldn't become a god unless he was married. Isn't that right, Elder Grant?
Yes, that's right.
Whoops. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. The argument could be made that that quote strongly implies that he has always been God.
I understand Joseph Smith's family was deeply involved in the occult. Joseph Smith was arrested in 1826 for the occult practice called glass-looking. He claimed that for a price he could find buried treasure by looking through his magic peepstone. Also, when Joseph Smith was killed, he was carrying an occult talisman of Jupiter in his pocket. We all know about Jupiter being a false god and an idol. The Bible says that serving idols is demon worship. Joseph Smith and his brother Hiram were Masons. In fact, Joseph Smith jumped from a first degree to a sublime degree Mason in only one day. This explains why Masonic symbols are on the walls of Mormon temples, and also on the undergarments worn by the Mormons who have gone through the temple, where they learn their secret handshakes, their blood oaths, and their secret names which they need to get into heaven. Aunt Fran, I've studied the history and the doctrine of Mormonism, and I can tell you for a fact that it is nothing but a modern-day form of Baal worship.
I don't understand.
It's a mixture of the Babylonian and Jewish religions, Masonry, and Catholic tradition. They claim apostolic authority, just like the Vatican. They even have 12 apostles in Salt Lake City, Utah. Oh, and Joseph Smith says you are both imposters. He said if anyone teaches doctrine contrary to the Book of Mormon, mark him as an imposter. You said God was once a man who progressed to become one of many gods. But the Book of Mormon says that there is only one God, and he is unchanging. You poor Mormons have been betrayed by your own false prophets. Elder Tanner, wouldn't you like to cut through all this unscriptural nonsense and get to know the real Jesus of the Bible? Who loved you enough to die for your sins?
Yes,
No, you don't! Come on, we're leaving!
Elder Grant shoved Elder Tanner out of the house as quickly as possible.
How could you be so stupid, Elder?
But I'm confused! I think she was right. I mean, nothing makes sense anymore. God help me!
You'll need help when the mission president finds out you're really in trouble this time, Bruce. He'll probably recommend you to be shipped to Timbuktu. I better report this guy before he goes to the mission president himself.
Oh, Janice, I'm so glad you were here. I was so close to making a horrible decision.
The Lord timed it just right, Aunt Fran. Isn't it time you made the right decision? You know Jesus shed his precious blood on the cross for your sins. You've put it off too long already, Aunt Fran.
Dear Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I know I'm a sinner. I want to turn from sin. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, as my personal savior. I want you as Lord of my life. Oh, Janice, I'm saved. I thank God you came when you did.
Me too, Aunt Fran. Me too.